Middle East on the brink. Ceasefires collapse and blockades loom all summer. Iran's foreign minister issued what amounts to an ultimatum this week, warning that any Israeli strike on Beirut would trigger a full-scale war, a threat that arrived just days after President Trump announced a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in Lebanon. That truce appears to have disintegrated almost immediately. IDF Chief Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir publicly declared no ceasefire in Lebanon, and Israeli strikes killed at least 9 people on Wednesday, 2 days after Trump's announcement. Adding to the breakdown of diplomatic channels, U.S. Central Command took the extraordinary step of publicly calling Iran a liar over Tehran's claims that it struck a U.S. destroyer in the Gulf of Oman. Military commands rarely use such direct language, suggesting either that Iran is manufacturing incidents for propaganda purposes or that mistrust has reached a level where even factual assertions are being contested. The Strait of Hormuz has become a separate and potentially more lasting crisis. Trump has said the blockade could last all summer, a timeline that would be economically catastrophic for global energy markets. Greek shipping executives have reportedly indicated a willingness to pay toll fees rather than risk a complete closure, a signal, according to those tracking the situation, of how dire the shipping industry views the prospect of total shutdown. The Pentagon is already absorbing $1 billion in unplanned fuel costs as energy price volatility reshapes American spending. Secretary of State Rubio has conditioned any advance in nuclear talks on Iran reopening the strait, while simultaneously laying out a two-phase framework tying sanctions relief solely to Iran's nuclear program, two demands that analysts describe as potentially conflicting. Separately, leaked audio from Iowa reportedly showed Republican primary concern about Iran war fears affecting electoral outcomes, even as Ashley Hinson won her Senate primary there. Meanwhile, Ukrainian drone strikes hit St. Petersburg as President Zelensky stated readiness to meet Vladimir Putin, presenting Washington with simultaneous escalation challenges on two continents. House Speaker Johnson faces expiring surveillance powers, war powers votes, and missed funding deadlines with a razor-thin majority, making the management of parallel foreign crises especially fraught.